Right, let's get started over here. And here we go. So we are holding now on Daf Samech Amud Aleph, again, still broadcasting from Yerushalayim Yerakadesh. So here we go. Mevarach al hara'ah. Your person has to make a bracha on the bad. Hechi dami says the Gemara kegan neshokal bidka ba'ar'eh. What does it mean, the ra that has that, that's part of the toiva? The raw that is from the Torah and the Torah that's from the raw. What exactly does that mean? It's talking about where water came into his field and flooded the field and flooded all the zroim there. Aval gav the tova hilididei, even though it was a good thing, the maska ara sirtoin, because the maisa, his land is going to have tons of fresh soil, vishavcha, and it's going to be it's going to get fresh soil because the water flooded it, and you know it brings all good and healthy soil to it. Nevertheless, hashtami harahi, right now, lemaisa, this year's crops is bad, so it's a long-term gain, but this year it's bad, so you make a dayan ha'emes. Ba'al ha'toiva, and says the Gemara, what's the case of toiva from in the rahi chidami? The Gemara says you're going to say a toiva mitiv kigoin the ashkech mitzia. You found the mitzia af al gav the rahi lididei, even though technically it's a bad thing. The ishama ba malka shokalimine, because they had a rule back in the day that if the king would hear about you finding an object, they would take it from you. La ma'isa, right now, hashtami ha'toiva, right now, it's a good thing. And therefore you say a toiva mitiv. Says the Gemara, if a person's wife is pregnant, my wife should have a baby boy, it's a waste of a tefillah. So the Gemara says, davening doesn't help with that. Everybody's question, we asked, what do you mean afterwards she had a daughter, and Leah had a daughter, and she named her Dina. My va'achar, what does it mean afterwards? After Leah made a cheshbon with herself. Yaakov Avinu is supposed to have 12 shvatim. Shishi yotzim mimeni. I already had 6. The shvachos already had 4. Harei asara, it's already 10. V'im ze zocher, if this is number 11, lo tehei achayisi Rachel, then eventually when my sister Rachel gets pregnant, ka'achas ha'shvachos, she's not even given like one of the shvachos. So miyad ne'etchol abas, she turned the... It turned into a daughter. I believe Marsha says over here that it crawled out, that the shvatim switched places. And it says, and she called her name Dina. Ein mazkirin, Dina. And by the way, it never says, I don't believe that it says that Leah was beautiful. It says Rachel was beautiful, but not Leah. And so I wanted to say once that the reason that Dina, who is really the DNA of Rachel, was a beautiful girl. That's why Chamar, the son of Shechem, went for her. But she wasn't really the son of Dina. Okay, that's the Gemara's kasha. We see that it does help, and says the Gemara, ein mazkir in maisa nisim. That's a nace. It was one in however many quadrillion people there were since the beginning of the world. That was the only time it happened. So if you buy the same, I'll tell you, maisa delaya b'toichai bo'im yo'imavi. Perhaps the story of Leah was within the first 40 days, where she knew she was pregnant within the first 40 days. K'detanya, shloshi yom v'rishenim, in the first 3 days after relations, yivakesh adam rachamim shloya esriach, a person should ask Hashem for mercy that the zera doesn't go bad, and it should be koilet, it should get impregnate the egg. U'mishloshi v'ad arboim, from 3 days to 40 days, yivakesh rachamim shehez zohar, he should ask that it should become a male child. May arboim yoim v'ad shloshi chadashim, from 40 days to 3 months, yivakesh rachamim shehez low, yeah, he stand out, that it shouldn't get pushed into a squished spot and get squished. From 3 months until 6 months, that it shouldn't be a nafel, and from shisha, it shouldn't be a miscarriage. And from 6 to 9, he should be that it comes out bishalim. Wow. Okay, says the Gemara, umi mahani rachami. Does tefillas help over the here? Baha'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter of Ami Ish Mazriya. What are you davening for? Even in the first 40 days, the Gemara's second Teretz, that tefillas help. Does it really help? If a man is Mazriya, and during the act of relations, if the man is Mazriya, he ejaculates before the woman climaxes her act of tashmish, so then yoledus nekeva, it will be a nekeva. Isha mazra'as tchila, if the lady is climaxes before the man is mazriya, before the man is ejaculates, yoledus zachar, she will have a zachar. She never, isha kis hazriya v'yoldus zachar, that's where the Gemara learns it from. A lady kis hazriya, and she will have a baby boy. So, interesting is science, now, not that we ever care what science says, but the Maisa science does give an explanation for this. It's Yadua in the Welt, and the science gives an explanation based on the the based on the different you know levels in the canal over there, whether the zera can swim fast or not. Says the Gemara, if the tefillos help, you're right. So the tefillos aren't going to go against science, but if the tefillos help, the tefillos will go, the science of the Gemara even, but the tefillos will help that if they're mezriya tefila, then it has an equal chance for a boy and a girl, and at the same time, and therefore that's the case where davening will help. Says the Gemara, if somebody's coming in the field on the way and he hears sirens and hears people crying, he shouldn't say, I hope that's not from my house. He heard people crying in the city. I know that that's not from my house. He wasn't scared of a bad things. Because he was b'teich in Hashem. I heard once a chat on this, because even if Chas V'Shalom, because Lamaisa, there's two mahalchim in bitochen. Some say that you have bitochen, nothing's gonna bad is gonna happen. So like that, this gemara is a good raya. Like the other mahalach, like the chazanish's mahalach, that bitochen means that you just trust that everything that's happening is for the good. So what does it mean? What does Hill mean? Teretz is, I train my family that they're not gonna cry if something what looks like bad happens. Let's say somebody died, they're not gonna cry. You want to dash in that pasuk mishmur rola yura nachin li b'peduch Hashem. You could dash in it whichever way you want. You could dash in it from the sefer midrash. You could dash in it from the beginning to the end, or you could dash in it from the sefer l'reisha midrash. You could dash in it from the end to beginning. Midrash the sefer midrash. You want to dash in it in order mishmur rola yura. He's not scared of any bad news. Matam, what's up, Shach? Because nachin li because his heart was strong. B'peduch by Hashem because he trusts in Hashem. The sefer l'reisha midrash. You could dash in as well. Nachin li boy. Betuach by Hashem, his heart is strong. Mishmur ala yura, and he's not gonna have any bad news. I wonder if this is the two mahalchem between the Chazanish and the Nevardik. According to the first mahalch, mishmur ala yura, because he has bitachon. Alright, I'll try to figure it out afterwards. Who tell me that the Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Yaisi? There was a certain student who was walking after Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Yaisi in the Shuk of Tzion. He saw that he was scared. You're a sinner. It says that they were scared in sin of the sins. The sinners, the chaitim, and the sinners were scared. What do you mean? But it says in the pasuk, you should be a sinner. You should be scared. That you should be scared about your Torah, that you're not going to lose it. You should always chazer it. Yehuda ben Nasan, similar story. Yehuda ben Nasan, Yehuda ben Nasan was walking after Rav Hanuna, and itnach. Yehuda ben Nasan groaned. Because he was nervous about something. You want Yisurim to come on you? You were scared, and you groaned, and what you were scared about came to me. It says you should be scared. You should continuously chazer your learning. Somebody asked me that there's a type of therapy that he's very scared about things, and he asked me, what about this therapy of a where they tell you to imagine the worst things and, you know, to dwell on it, and eventually you get over it. So is that a bad thing or not? They say, Lamaisa, you're killing yourself anyways just by going through it. So it's better to speak it out than I alter tech pele satan, but at least you're not dwelling on it. So here, the Gemara is talking about if a person dwells on something, it sounds like it brings him to that thing. Says the Gemara, Hanichnas the Krach, if somebody goes into a city, he should say a tefillah on the inside, and when he goes in, when he comes out, Tanar Banan, B'kni Sas, and when he goes in, Mahu Amr, he says, Yirut Samufanech Hashem Elokai, Shetach Niseinu, the Krach, Zad Hashem, I should go into it in peace. Nichnas, when he goes in, Amr, he should say, Moide, Nilfanech Hashem Elokai, Shehich, Nasantani, the Quran says, "Let you brought me in peace." Bikish lotus when he wants to go out, Amr, he writes him Mufanech Hashem Elokai. Elokai Abba says, "Shetetzian, Mikran says, 'Shalom,' that you took me out, that you should take me out in peace." And Taka, once he leaves, Yotza, Amr, he should say, "Moedani Mufanech Hashem Elokai, Shetetzian, Mikran says, 'Shalom,' Mukishem Shetetzani to 'Shalom.'" And the same way, you brought me out in peace, Kach Toili Cheni to 'Shalom,' it's Mecheni. So should you bring me to the next place and continue to help me to 'Shalom'? It's Atzidenu to 'Shalom,' it's Atzilin Mekapkal Oyev Va'irav Baderech. And you should save me from all of these. It's only in a place that has no law that they don't have any law. If it is a krach that has policemen, then less limba. It's not such a sakana, so you don't have to say a tefillah. Ikida amri amar of masna. A tefillah b'krach shedon v'hargan bay. Zimna delim misra amelay inshevin. Even if even in a krach that has din, nevertheless, it's possible that he's going to be in a sakana. And it's possible that the loymis family in Ishtiyalik Lezuchusa, they will not have a, and perhaps you'll read it like this, Zomin the loymis family in Ish, perhaps the policeman won't be there, Diyalik Lezuchusa. Sure, 1 second. Zoom in, 1 second. Okay, for now I'm going to say that it means that Zomun de Limus Ramel Inish, you're not going to find a person there who's going to save you, and the Yolof is Zuchus, you'll need Zuchusim to get out of it. Tanar Rabbanon, Hanichnes le Beis HaMechetz, Oymer, when a person goes into the Beis HaMechetz, he should say, Yiratzim Lefanech Hashem Elakai, Shetatzi Leinu Mizeh, Umikir Tzibor Yashem, you should save me from this and all the other things, V'al Yerbi Davar Tekalkal of Oven, and I shouldn't have any sins, V'im Yerot Bar Dvid Varkalkal of Oven, Tei Misosi Kabar Elchal Oven, Yisai, Omer Rabbi Eloi Leim Einish Halki, a person should say this, Dele Liftach Puma Le Satan, a person shouldn't open his mouth to the Satan, the Omer is Bakish Bechin Tanem Shmid Rabbi Yaisi, Leil Ma Liftach Pev, the Pev Le Satan, a person shouldn't open his mouth and say things that, like, you know, give the Satan room to do anything. The person shouldn't dwell on these, A, dwell on it, as we saw in Amad Aleph, and B, don't talk about it. So people are careful not to say, you know, you die, or things like that. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Maikra, Dechsev, Kim'at Kisdeimayinu, La'amayichadaminu. We were almost like Sedaim, and Maya Hadle, what did the Navi respond to them? Then Maya Hadle, Navi, Shimud Bach Hashem, Ketzinei Sedaim, you call them Sedaim. Kinofig. The Gemara says, when he leaves the base of Kev Merchitz, what should he say? My Omer, Omer of Acha, Moida Nilfarech Hashem Hashem, Tziltani Mina Or, that you saved me from this fire, Rabbi Avohu, because the base of Merchitz was, had, you know, big fires underneath the hot water, and, you know, people could have gotten boiled alive. Rabbi Avohu, all the Beboni, Rabbi Avohu went into a bathhouse, Ifchiz Beboni Mitutei, and in fact, the floor of the bathhouse opened up underneath him, and splashing him, and technically, he fell into this huge kettle of boiling water. Yisrachish Leinu, some nes happened, and Vekom Alamudin, he was able to stand on a beam that was left standing. Shaziv Meir Echad Gavri Bechad Evre, and he was able to save 101 people with one arm. He was literally Superman there. Amar Hanud Rav Acham, and Rabbi Avohu said, "Hainud Rav Acha." This is what Rav Acha said, that he got me out alive without dying. Hanichlus lahik is down. A person goes to get bloodlet. In fact, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch any type of medical procedure. Amar yiratzim lefanecha Hashem alakai shehi esik zeli lerufua. This should be a healing thing for me. V'tirpeini Hashem should heal me. Ki kel roif neman ata urfuazcha emes. V'ishe ein dagan shel ben adam larapos ella shenohago. Really, we don't have to go to doctors, and we should just daven to Hashem. However, since people are noyig to go to doctors, so there was gezeira on us that we have to go ahead and act with teva. So that's why we have to daven that we should go to, we should be successful at doctors. Amar by leilema in the shachi, a person should not say this last nusach of really I shouldn't be here. The tani debay, because it says the v'tana debay v'shmal for rabbi rabbi. We see from here that a rishus was given to a roif to heal. Kikoi, my Amar, after he finished his blood, so that's what did he say? Amar avacha, baruch roif echinam. Baruch is Hashem who heals for free. Okay.